On August 11th this year, Liberian President Charles Taylor stepped down from power and left for exile in Nigeria. It's estimated a quarter of a million Liberians have been killed over 14 years of civil war, and there are still tens of thousands of rebel fighters to be disarmed by UN peacekeepers. Jacques-Paul Klein is the UN Secretary General's special representative for Liberia. He says the peacekeeping operation is still far from where it should be.
I'm supposed to have 15,000 peacekeepers. I'm supposed to have 1,115 policemen. I'm supposed to have 159 security people, 396 international civil servants. I have nowhere near that.
And what's the delay?
The delay is that the countries who make these commitments don't necessarily come through quickly enough. There are delays in time and logistics, and a whole series of problems. And unfortunately, in one or two cases, countries who have committed back away.
There was a lot of fanfare when the ceasefire agreement was signed, when peacekeepers took over in the capital. But at the same time, I was reading that just last week there were rebels 20 miles away who kept peacekeepers out of another city. And how much of the country at this point do rebels control still?
Well, they still control a substantial part. I would say almost two-thirds of the country. But in the past week, I've given very clear directions. We're now in Tubmanburg. We're in Buchanan, because the troops are starting to arrive. I think what I worry about is that some rebels, not all of them, still have these kind of fantasies of a Bosnian model. Could we have parallel structures? Let's stay where the gold is, let's stay where the diamonds are, etc.
Divide the country.
Exactly. I mean, when someone hands me a card saying he's the Model Humanitarian Minister of something or other, that already makes me a little nervous. But I think it's a question of time. You see, by February, March, we'll have our full complement.
Let's talk about the former Liberian leader, Charles Taylor, who's in exile in Nigeria. He's been indicted for war crimes, not in Liberia, but in Sierra Leone, for fueling the civil war there. What expectation do you have for his future? Will he be tried in some country, or will he have a safe haven in Nigeria, do you think?
I think eventually he'll be tried, because he'll outlive his welcome. He'll violate the terms of the hospitality. What's intriguing, remember now, one-third of the people in the government are Taylorites in the assembly. And they're working with us, they're talking to us, providing us useful information, and indicating that they see the future and not the past. And that is indeed true, they are.
The provisional government that's in place in Liberia now is called for elections in 2005. Right. What hope do you have for those elections actually coming to pass and bringing democracy of some sort to this
country? Well, we'll do the elections because we'll run them. The United Nations will run them. So I know it'll be honest. But I worry about a historical tradition which doesn't understand that political parties, as they do in the U.S. or as they do in Europe, should have an economic and a philosophical base. In, unfortunately, West Africa and Liberia, what I fear is that we'll come to an election and we won't have political parties. We'll have three or four personalities running. In fact, one or two of them have already been in my office, shaken my hand and said, "You're looking at the next president of Liberia." Mm-hmm. But that's not what I need. I need a Liberian who steps up and says, "I'm a Geo or a Kron or whatever I may be in terms of tribal structure. But I'll tell you now, I'm a Liberian, and here's my economic policy, and here's my political philosophy."
And have you seen that yet?
Not yet. You know, I'm a social democrat, or I'm a right-wing Republican, whatever it may be, a free market economist. I need that, because otherwise, if we elect a personality who's only identified with one or the other ethnic group, the others will go into opposition, because the propensity is naturally to, again, bring all your own people into the government, and that creates the jealousy and the lack of participation that the others feel, and then we start all over again.
Ambassador Klein, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Jacques-Paul Klein is the UN Secretary General's special representative for Liberia.